It's that time. Time for the North Shore Football Preview Show. Hi, everyone. I'm Bill Newell. We're brought to you by the Sylvan Street Grill and by Moynihan Lumber. This week's live video streaming game finds Marblehead at Lynn Classical. Marblehead coach, Jim Rudloff.
It's the classic trap game, as they say.
Classical coach, Tim Phelps.
It seems like the top teams coming in Manning this week.
Also Friday night, Lynn English at Peabody. Bulldogs coach Chris Carroll.
We have to eliminate the big play and at the very least make these teams drive on us, and it's something we're continuing to work on.
Peabody coach Mark Betancourt.
I believe they were winning going into the fourth quarter against Beverly.
An important NEC South matchup, Gloucester at Salem. And it's haunted happenings in Salem, you never know. Gloucester coach Tony Zarilli.
It's a home game for them, so they're going to be extra amped for us. So I'm expecting a good fight Friday night.
Salem coach Matt Bouchard, his team rolling.
So for a lot of these kids that are playing this game, they actually weren't even born the last time Salem beat Gloucester. So
Saturday, Danvers is at Beverly, and the Falcons have won a couple straight in Lynn. Danvers coach Sean Terrio.
Yeah. I mean, the kids came to play, both games. First game was on the road in the rain. Last game was, our second week being at the Manning Bowl, tough place to play, big place, and kids particularly defensively.
Beverly needs to regroup after their loss in Marblehead Friday. Beverly coach Andrew Morency.
We feel like we've had a good week. We kind of put the hard hats on a little bit and went back to work, went over some fundamentals, clarified some things. Obviously, there's a lot we needed to go over.
We'll hear from more coaches, including Endicott College coach Kevin DeWall.
Yeah, the bye week came at the right time for us.
Analysis this week from Item sports editor Steve Kraus.
I think the win over Swampscott was a big win for them. Swampscott is a good team. Had already had three wins, and at the time it gave them a lot of points.
And MSO's John Squires.
This is a real big ball game because this could be a turnaround game for Salem. If Salem could ever, and I would consider it a major upset, or at least an upset, if Salem could beat Gloucester and handle Gloucester, they could be tied for first in that division.
Another football weekend is here, and MSO News Sports is here with some great live coverage. Hi, everyone, and welcome to this week's edition of the North Shore Football Preview Show. We'll begin with our video broadcast on Friday night. It is Marblehead versus Lynn Classical. The Magicians come in at 5-0 and are led by head coach Jim Rudloff. Marblehead is coming off a big win a week ago against Beverly.
Well, last week, we were thrilled at the outcome, obviously. Anytime you pick up a W, but we had the largest crowd in Marblehead High School history at a football game in a non-playoff or non-Thanksgiving game. So we were very proud of that. Also, Beverly should be proud, too, of the number of people, how well they traveled. But people were excited for, two undefeated teams playing each other. And, fortunately, our kids really executed very well. They came out and played really hard, but did a very good job of just kind of doing what it is that they do and have done every week, and didn't get caught up in the hype or didn't get caught up in the pressure or anything like that. So obviously, a big win for us.
Rudloff knows that the Friday game against Classical could be the classic trap game.
Absolutely. And the thing that's really challenging and fun about coaching at the high school level is that, what happens this week is all of a sudden you go from playing that really big undefeated opponent in the big game, and now all of a sudden you come up a team like Lynn Classical where, the average fan has an expectation, well, this should be easy because of what little they know or what little they see from Lynn Classical. And I've been saying all week that, Tim Phelps and his staff do a great job. Lynn Classical is loaded with athletes, a lot of kids that are a lot more athletic than we are. And you never know who's injured, you never know who's banged up, but at some point, Classical is going to start clicking, and at some point, things are going to start going really well for them, and you don't want to be on the other end of that. And, for our guys, we can't let up, and we can't take anybody lightly, because, this is a team that easily could give us a lot of trouble, and so we've got to be very careful. The classic trap game, as they say.
Marblehead coach Jim Rudloff. As for Tim Phelps and Lynn Classical football?
No, it doesn't get any easier for us. I mean, it's a good conference. I mean, it's hard when you're playing against really good teams week after week. We saw a great PBD team, and then we had Davis the week before, and then Marblehead and Beverly. You know, it's just there's no breaks in the conference. I mean, it's really a strong conference, and it seems like the top teams coming in Manning this week.
Yeah, it really does seem like Marblehead is the top team right now. And I mean, not just because they're the one undefeated team, but for the way that they've handled teams. And, of course, they had the big conference win against Danvers a couple of weeks ago. So they're on a roll, but they do so many things well, don't they?
Yeah, I mean, you can see that the kids are just so comfortable in the offense and comfortable in the defense. And it's one of the only teams that really you see them play their defense. And, holding this is true this week, but they stay in what they do. They run a 5-2, and they're going to run that. And then offensively, they have the same offense for probably 8 years. I'm sure there's tweaks here, but they're very smooth in what they're trying to do because I think, the kids are so familiar with it, and obviously they got great players. And, they don't have many weaknesses, at least that I can see.
Lynn Classical head football coach Tim Phelps, live video coverage Friday night at 7 from Manning Field in Lynn. Lynn English travels to Peabody on Friday night. This is Lynn English coach Chris Carroll.
Yeah, watching film on them, they're very tough. I saw them live versus Beverly. They were very good. We came away impressed after that game. The defensive ends are good players. The linebackers are good players. They're a well-coached team, and we know it's going to be a tough game Friday night.
Yeah, no, their quarterback was back last week as well, so that was a plus for them.
Yep, another element to the offense, and I think that really helped them in their game last week.
Yeah. Peabody, 1-2 in the NEC Large, 2-3 overall. English 0-2 in league play, 1-3 overall. Tanner's coach Mark Betancourt has great respect for the Bulldogs.
They're a scary team. I mean, I think their record is 1-4, but you watch the film. I believe they were winning going into the fourth quarter against Beverly.
Yes, they were.
The score wasn't indicative of that game until I watched the film. I said, my goodness, this wasn't a one-way show here. I mean, when English gave it, you put it up. Beverly got some big-time breaks in that game to pull that game out in the fourth quarter. They played Danvers real, real tough. I mean, they got a front and five that I think is very formidable. Anytime you play a Lynn team, whether it's Classical or English, they're always gifted with very athletic players, kids that can run, kids that can move, that are very agile, that can go up for a ball, and they're tough kids. So, I mean, even before the Glasgow game, I warned our guys that these kids are going to be tough, athletic kids. We get a rise to the occasion. And, coming into this week against Lynn English, there's nothing different.
Peabody coach Mark Betancourt. Now, Gloucester is playing at Salem tonight, a big NEC South contest. Gloucester head football coach Tony Zarilli talking Thursday with MSO's Rick Moore.
Yeah, vastly improved team, from the last couple of years we've seen them. Good, solid offensive line that blocks well. Running backs that know how to break a tackle and when they're in the open field, push it to the next level and accelerate. They got a QB that can throw the ball, finds the open receiver. They torched Swampscott last week on a few big plays down the field. They're just a good all-around football team. I think he's got them on a roll now. I think they're excited, and obviously it's a home game for them, so they're going to be extra amped for us. So I'm expecting a good fight Friday night. I think it's going to be a fun game. I think it's going to be a competitive game, and we really need to step up because it's a big game for us. Not only for the league, the NEC South, but for our division as well. They have 3 wins, so they carry a lot of points with them. So we get that win, we not only get the points for the win, but we also get the 9 points in our seeding for the division, and that's big for us.
And they're looking at you. You got 4 wins.
Exactly, and looking at us the same way. I mean, we're in the same division in this thing. So, they beat us, and they get the 10 points plus the 4 wins. So, they're looking at this as a huge point getter for them as well, and it could really change the rankings in the division depending on who wins this game.
Gloucester head football coach Tony Zarilli. Salem comes into the game at 2-1, 3-2 overall. They can tie Gloucester 3-0 in league and 4-1 overall with a win at Bertram Field. Witches coach Matt Bouchard says his team is motivated by the long losing streak versus the Fishermen.
We do. We're excited that it's at Bertram. As you guys probably know, Salem, it's been since, I think, 1999 is the last time Salem beat Gloucester. So for a lot of these kids that are playing this game, they actually weren't even born the last time Salem beat Gloucester. So there's something there that's making this game a little bit more special outside of just the overall, the ranking in our conference. And the kids understand it's a big game. It's They can see it on film. They know what's coming, and they're really excited about that. I would say they had the best practice all year today.
Salem High School football coach Matt Bouchard. Other games Friday night, Wakefield 3-0 in league play, 3-2 overall, can clinch a share of the Middlesex League Freedom Division with a win over Burlington. No wins, 3 losses in the league, and 1-4 overall. But Warriors coach Steve Cummings knows it will not be easy.
You know, the big goal that our seniors had was to win a league title.
Mm-hmm.
You know, they haven't been in high school since the last time we won one. The last time we won a league title was in 2011. So, well, all we told them was, you know, all you've done so far is you just put yourself in position to, you know, achieve your goal. Nothing more, nothing less. So we're not, you know, we're not any better than we thought we were. We're just, right now, we're in control of what we want to do. You know, we're just kind of forced everyone else in the league to have to scoreboard watch now. So we told our guys, we got a big test in Burlington coming up this Friday. And if we're able to win that one, we clinch at least a share of the league title for the year. So, you know, all of our focus is on that. Burlington's having a little bit of a tough year. They're 1-4, but they're extremely talented. You know, they had Melrose at the half. They lost a heartbreaking game against Watertown this past weekend. They gave up a touchdown with about 20 seconds left. So it's one of those cases where their record really doesn't indicate how good of a football team they are. They've got a quarterback, Dylan Bonfilio, who, as far as high school quarterbacks go, I mean, the kid can do it all. He's like a 6-foot high jumper in track. He can make every throw. He's fast. He's going to beat you with his legs. He can beat you with his arm. So we got our work cut out for us Friday, but make sure the guys understood that, you know, all we've done so far is we've just put ourselves in position to get what we want, but we're not done yet. So, you know, we came out today, we had a good practice, and, you know, I'm just hoping that we get the next couple of days and going to get a little healthy. I mean, playing against a team like Stoneham, you're going to get some guys that are banged up a little bit just from the style of play that they have. So we're going to get some guys healthy. We're going to come into Friday and, you know, hopefully continue with the success.
Wakefield head football coach Steve Cummings. Reading is at Woburn, Ipswich at Manchester Essex Friday night, North Reading at Triton, Arlington Catholic at Bishop Fenwick, Essex Tech at Shawsheen, Xaverian at Malden Catholic, Somerville playing at Everett, Malden at Catholic Memorial, Austin Prep at Bishop Fenwick. Saturday in our broadcast game, kickoff at 2:30 from Beverly's Hurd Stadium, Danvers will be coming to town to take on the Panthers. Now, the Falcons have won 2 straight games, 2 shutout wins at Manning Field and Lynn against English and Classical. Beverly, a loser last week at Marblehead, but a tough loss. Danvers coach Sean Terrio.
Yeah, you know, I think, you know, that us in particular, you know, we've bent at times but not broken. We've put the defense in some tough spots offensively at times, and they've really rose to the occasion. You know, all their stops inside the red zone have been spectacular, so really proud of what they're doing.
Well, let's talk about the offensive side of things, because your trips to Lynn also mark the return of, you know, Dean Borders back at quarterback for you guys.
Yeah, you know, I mean, he's really progressed this year. I mean, he's just done a phenomenal job. Our offense is really different with him in there. His ability to make great decisions down the field and, you know, run the football and just kind of command the offense as a whole has been great.
Danvers football coach Sean Terrio. Coach Andrew Morency talking Thursday with MSO's Tim Kearns on the game this week.
That's right. You know, certainly, you know, if I had a little bit of a choice here, and I want to say Danvers. We need Danvers next, you know, but that's the way the schedule goes. And, you know, after a game, like you said, like Marblehead, where the kids were really kind of fired up coming in, and we just had one of those nights where everything kind of did not click or went wrong, you just got to regroup and know that the ball will bounce a different way on a different day, and you just got to work hard to put yourself in a position to succeed. You know, playing a tough Danvers team isn't going to make it any easier, but certainly we believe in these kids, and we're looking to kind of show up and have a good day Saturday.
What is the biggest threat that Danvers presents, not only to the Panthers, but to any team they play this year?
Well, I think that the thing about Danvers is that they've bought in. You can tell that the kids, the backs, the quarterbacks, the coaches, they have a system, and they are kind of they're thriving in it, you know, a little bit. You know, they know what they want to do in every play, and whether or not you agree with it, you know, they know what they want. So that makes them a tough football team. They're well coached. And they certainly got skill guys. So, you know, you look at them, they've had some success the last couple of weeks, and they're feeling pretty sky high and confident, which they should. So, you know, that makes them even more formidable, I think, than, you know, other teams. So that's going to be a challenge.
Again, we'll have live radio coverage of the Danvers at Beverly game Saturday at 2:30 right here on MSO News Sports live on Channel A. Other Saturday games, Revere at Swampscott, 2 o'clock kickoff, Winthrop at Saugus, Amesbury at Hamilton-Wenham, Masconomet at Pentucket, BC High at St. John's Prep, and Cardinal Spellman plays at St. Mary's. We do have a separate post up on our website featuring two St. Mary's players, head coach Matt Durgan, and a few photos from their practice on Thursday. Lynn Tech will play at Greater Lowell, Whittier at Northeast, Hyde at Pingree, and in college football on Saturday, the Endicott Gulls, 2-0 in league play, are playing at Maine Maritime, noon kickoff. Now, the Gulls had a bye week last week. Their head coach, Kevin DeWall.
Yeah, the bye week came at the right time for us, as we mentioned before, right at the midpoint of the season. I think having two or three practices where we were able to put the focus back on ourselves was very helpful. I think we tried to clean up a couple aspects, everything from pass protection, route running, to a couple executions of some plays that maybe we hadn't run up to this point. And then really to evaluate the younger guys. Coming off of the JV game, we got a lot of reps in from the ones, the twos, and the threes. Looks like we're going to have about four or five guys who have missed games because of injuries might be able to come back here either this week or the next week. So I think having that time to both rest the mind and the body was helpful for us, and also to put the focus back on us. So I think it was a very good bye week.
Coach DeWall of Endicott, what about Maine Maritime on Saturday?
Phases.
Yeah, I think their offense, obviously being a triple option offense, is more run oriented than pass. That being said, they scored last week and in the last game against Coast Guard a couple times in the air. So they're pretty good at setting up the run and then using the play action for some of their big plays and some of their points. So I think for us, everyone talks about being assignment football against an option team, and we chuckle because you got to do that every single week. Regardless if you're playing a spread offense, a throwing offense, or a running style offense, our defense is always going to be taught to be playing fast, physical, and aggressive, but being sound of what their assignment football is going to be. So it doesn't really change much playing the triple option other than, I think they're getting a lot of their bigger plays on the perimeter. I think they always want to try to get their fullback going. Any good triple option team will try to do that. So we're going to try to be consistent, trying to put our guys in one defense and playing it well and playing it sound, and then ultimately then being able to tackle well, making plays on the football when we have those opportunities, knowing that once they, if and when they're able to establish the run, they're going to try to set up some play action and some big plays off of that. So I think our defense has had a good week of preparation. If we can ultimately get as many bodies to the football and tackle and swarm like we normally have been doing, I think we'll be fine there. And obviously, like our matchup, if we're playing well. On the offense side of the ball, I think one of the things that's overlooked on their end is that they're pretty sound on defense as well. When you're a defense going against a triple option, as they've done through their preseason and most of their year, their defense is a pretty swarming attacking style attacking style defense. And I think that they've done a pretty good job up to this point, bottling up a couple of teams. They've actually been giving up more plays in the passing game. So as always, we're going to try to be balanced on offense. I think rotating a couple different looks and formations against them and see if we can kind of create some matchups. But I think our execution is going to be the key we're talking about on our side of the ball on offense.
Endicott College football coach Kevin DeWall. And again, the Gulls are at Maine Maritime for a noon kickoff on Saturday. Now, just a note, we did a video feature this week with our MSO Harrington Trophy Player of the Week, Dean Borders from Danvers High School. That's a separate post up here on our website from this past week. Now, just ahead, our football insiders will discuss North Shore High School football, Daily Item sports editor Steve Krause, and then MSO's John Squires will be joining me on the program on the North Shore High School football preview show. This is MSO Newsports.com. Bill Newell here with Steve Krause, sports editor of the Daily Item of Lynn. And Steve, welcome back. Another week here.
How you doing, Bill?
Great. Well, we're just really 2 weeks away of games, less than 2 weeks away. Well, it's just 2 weeks away exactly from the postseason. And a lot of teams jockeying for postseason kind of positioning here this weekend and, of course, next weekend as well. And maybe just some thoughts from you on that.
Well, I think that there are some very intriguing games this weekend. One of them would be Gloucester at Salem. Right now, I think Gloucester's pretty safe. They have only lost once, I believe, and that was to Beverly, which really, considering Beverly's record, really hasn't hurt them all that much. Yeah. Salem, huge win for them last week over Swampscott.
Yeah.
You know, that was probably, they may not win Friday night. That might be a tough one for them, although it is at home. And it always helps when you're at home when you need to win a game like this. But, I think the win over Swampscott was a big win for them. Swampscott is a good team. you know, had already had 3 wins, and at the time it gave them a lot of points. So they may be a little safer than they were before that game. But I still think it's a big game.
Yeah.
You know, it's high school football, and, you know, you can leave your best game in the locker room just as easily as you can on the bus. So and the other one I think is pretty intriguing from two teams that have shown promise but have both lost games is to the same team, is Danvers and Beverly. So they play together, they play Saturday, and they both lost to Marblehead. So I think that game is going to probably be for the number two position in the Northeastern Conference North. I have seen both teams, and I have to tell you that I don't think that there's a whole lot of difference between the two of them. You know, Beverly's got some good players, but Danvers has the best player to me, and Matt Andreas.
Yeah. Well, can't argue with that. I go back and look at Salem, and Coach Matt Bouchard has really done a nice job coming there. Hasn't resulted in wins until this year. And you never know, really, how good a team is. I looked at some of those scores, and I'm thinking, well, maybe that's a nice win for them. But clearly the standout win, as you noted just a moment ago, was that game against Swampscott last week. I was surprised at that score, to be quite honest with you. And I hear they played very well, Salem, against a team that I had very high regard for, Swampscott.
And particularly since they lost the week before to Winthrop, which just won its first game this week, last week. And I thought, you know, well, there goes that bubble. And then they go into Swampscott on Friday night, light night, you know, because that's the second time, you know, that they've spoiled one of those, we're going to rent some lights and do it up big nights. They did it. They went into Saugus and beat Saugus on their Friday night lights. And then they did the same thing to Swampscott. So don't schedule Salem if you want to put a night game on.
Exactly right. Yeah, they're spoilers, yeah. And plus, anything can happen in October with Salem and the witches.
In Marblehead.
Yeah. Well, how about this one, too? The Lynn English at Peabody game, which is, we'll be covering that on our website this weekend with the radio coverage. You know, I've been saying, you know, right along that a lot of these teams, their defenses are doing really well. Peabody, I saw against Beverly, incredible defense, I thought. Offense, a little inconsistent that day, but yeah, I think they might have that things together over there. English, on the other hand, same situation. I think they've played some really well at times this year, but again, haven't really put together the complete game that they need to pick up the wins that they need to, but big opportunity Friday.
Yeah, I kind of felt bad last Friday night for Chris Carroll at English. I think up until Friday night, and I have to say that I felt the same way. I think up until Friday night, I'm looking at English and I'm saying, you know, they've really played the iron right away. I mean, they opened up against Swampscott, which, as we've seen, they're not a bad team. And it was an awful game because of all the penalties, but they were with them the whole way.
Yeah.
The next week after that, they play St. Mary's, which may be, other than the prep, which is so far ahead of everybody else. Which may be the best team around, I think. And Matt Durgett will kill me for saying that. But and then after that, I believe they played another non-league game and lost that, but it wasn't a terrible game. Oh, they played Beverly, and then they beat Winthrop. They're with Beverly until the third quarter, and then things get away from them. But Danvers, they were never in the game. I mean, they played, they had a couple of good drives in the first half, that I think if they'd scored, that game would have been a lot different. But, you know, as what happens with good teams and good players, as that game went along, Danvers and Andreas really, you know, put some distance between his team and English. And by the end of that game, it wasn't a game, but it was for a while.
Yeah.
I think what killed English is that the last play of the first half, Danvers scores, and just how do you? It's really tough to go into the locker room at halftime with having had that just happen to you.
No, absolutely. Hey, one other game maybe to talk about. That's the Saturday game, St. John's Prep hosting BC High over there with the, I guess, reduced seating. But you're telling me it's homecoming over there.
Homecoming weekend.
Will you be there for homecoming weekend?
I will be there for homecoming weekend, yes. I will be there, and I might even get on over to the makeshift football field to see the game. I've only been up there one other time, and we have a tent because we are the friends of prep football.
Yeah.
And I never made it out of the tent. I'm going to be honest with you. I did not, you know, it was just because I was talking to people and not because I couldn't. but that was against Central Catholic, and thank God they streamed the game because I watched it on my phone. What we need in that tent is a big TV so we can just kind of sit back and luxuriate and watch the game. I'm sure they'll take up a drive for that now.
There you go. Well, maybe the tent of the very good friends of prep football have the big screen TV.
That's it, yeah.
All right, Steve, good talking with you, and we'll check in again soon.
Thanks, Bill.
All right. Steve Krause, sports editor, Daily Item of Lynn. I'm Bill Newell here on MSO News Sports. MSONewsSports.com. Bill Newell here with John Squires talking North Shore High School football. John, welcome back. Another week, week six.
We're getting there, Billy. It's the week after. I call this almost like the halfway point. We got some big ball games coming up. I'm looking forward to seeing what happens this weekend.
Yeah, and just a note here, there are three undefeated teams on the North Shore right now, which includes St. Mary's, Triton, and Marblehead. We're involved with Marblehead anyways in their broadcast game at Lynn Classical on Friday night. But John, let's talk about Gloucester-Salem, because both those two teams are in the NEC South. Salem's got the one loss there, right, in the NEC South.
Correct.
Gloucester has no losses in that NEC South. And this is a huge game at Salem on Friday night, and we'll see. Salem's kind of surprised, especially with the strength of their win last week at against Swampscott.
Yeah, absolutely, Bill. This is a rebuilding team for Salem, and they won a big game last week. They went over to Swampscott, and they handled Swampscott pretty well. Their running back, Mr. Gaskins, had 29 carries and 202 yards, so he ran all over the field. And from the people I talked to in Swampscott, they handled him pretty well. And what they also did is they kept Colin Frary and Sean Larisi down. Larisi only had three receptions, and for the first time this year, Colin Frary was under 100 yards passing. So they did a real good job over there. Gloucester comes in 4-1, Salem's 3-2. In the league, Gloucester's undefeated and Salem has one loss. This is a real big ball game because this could be a turnaround game for Salem. If Salem could ever, and I would consider it a major upset or at least an upset, if Salem could beat Gloucester and handle Gloucester, they could be tied for first in that division.
Yeah, absolutely. And when it comes to postseason, we're looking at some of the divisions, and we're seeing that some of the rivals within their respective divisions, NEC North, NEC South, are in the same playoff division, but some are not. But these would be two teams that could possibly meet again down the road in the postseason.
Absolutely, and you look at the rest of the schedule this weekend. You got a big game this weekend, Friday night, North Reading and Triton. North Reading is 4-1, Triton's 5-0. That could be for the championship of that division in that league. And you got Masco behind, sneaking up quietly with two losses, and they play down the road. They play Triton, so we got some big games coming up this Friday. Another interesting thing, Billy, over here. Is we got Arlington Catholic going against Bishop Fenwick. Arlington Catholic's 0-5, Fenwick's 4-1. Fenwick should handle them pretty well. And then you got St. Mary's going up this weekend. St. Mary's has Cardinal Spellman, if I'm not mistaken, I think, on Saturday night, maybe.
Yeah.
And the thing about that is both of those teams could go into Thanksgiving with their Thanksgiving rivalry meaning absolutely nothing as far as the standings. Both of them could have been ready and getting ready to go to the Super Bowl because they're in different divisions, but they could be playing for the championship of their league.
Yeah. This is where one of these things with the new playoff system, I mean, there's some pluses to it. I get that, but on the other hand, here you've got a natural North Shore rivalry, Catholic Central League, Fenwick, St. Mary's, meeting on Thanksgiving, and like you said, John, I mean, these could be the top two teams in that division if it shakes out this way, and and it, yet the game means absolutely nothing in a way.
Right, exactly. Well, you got Fenwick's in Division III, and you got St. Mary's leading in, what are they, 3A? Yeah, 3A. So you could have both of those teams going in, Fenwick with one league loss, St. Mary's undefeated, and for the championship, it would mean something, and I know both coaches say they preach they want league championship first, but let's be realistic. Winning a Super Bowl is the ultimate goal for all the teams. So they could be going into that game playing for the championship. No matter what happens, both of them could be playing the following week in the Super Bowl.
Yeah. Yeah. What they wouldn't be playing against each other.
Absolutely. Different. St. Mary's would be playing somebody from 3A down the south, and Fenwick would be playing Division III from the south. So yeah. 3 and 3A, different divisions.
Yeah. All right. And so we're talking North Shore High School football here. A couple of other things here, I think. We did mention the undefeated teams here. Let's just talk about the Danvers-Beverly game Saturday afternoon. That's now a 2:30 kickoff due to the PSATs in Beverly on Saturday afternoon, a radio game here on MSO News Sports. And, you know, I guess maybe just some thoughts from you. You've seen both teams. You saw Beverly last week against Marblehead, Marblehead dominating Beverly. And so I just look at this game and – you know, Danvers has had two straight shutouts down at Manning Field the last two Friday nights, but yet they were riddled with penalties in parts of the game last Friday night against Lynn English. Still came out with a very decisive win. I think they need to play better, but, you know, this looks like a toss-up game possibly in Beverly this week.
This is the big game. This is the big week for both of these programs. Beverly, it's a real gut-check week. They got beat up and handled very well by Marblehead. I'm sure it surprised them and surprised the coaching staff. So this is a gut-check week. Andrew Morency has to get his troops ready for a very good Danvers team. There are not many times you go into a game undefeated and then follow it up with another team that's a potential championship team. Danvers, on the other hand, yeah, they played sloppy and so forth, but they seem to be getting better and their defense seems to be very strong the last couple of weeks. That's going to be a real toss-up game, you're right, and a pivotal game for both of those teams. Not as much for league standings, but for the character of the team and down the road, how it's going to build for the future for both of those teams.
And if you look at comparative scores, you'd have to say that even an undermanned Danvers team against Marblehead and Danvers earlier this season, you know, had a made a closer game out of it than Beverly did last week in Marblehead, albeit on the road.
Absolutely. So if you do comparative scores, but we talked about that before, but still, you got to remember, Beverly has been struggling. Beverly was ripe for the picking. English gave them a ball game. They had them shut out 14-0. Peabody had them for three quarters. They had them, I think, by a touchdown or 10 points or something like that. Both of those games, Beverly proved their character and came back and won. So Beverly was ripe for the picking. Hopefully, Beverly's got it back rolling again in all cylinders. Is they got some real good speed with Abadie and Flaherty in the backfield. They got a quarterback who can throw the ball. They got a linebacker. Now, another important thing for Danvers, for Beverly, is their starting linebacker, player of the year. He got hurt in the second quarter last week. Is he going to play this week? So that's a very important thing for Beverly.
Yeah. Hugh Callis, who is just an outstanding contributor on really both sides of the football, but clearly a defensive standout. Well, John, any other thoughts on this week's North Shore High School football or anything else comes to mind here?
You know, I'm just looking down the road a little bit now, and now this is a character-building team, as I keep using that phrase for all of these teams. We got some big pivotal games coming up down the road, and as the smoke clears a little bit, we'll get a better playoff picture. So I'm just looking forward to it. It's a great weather for the fall. It's been a great fall. We've been very lucky for our broadcast games, and I'm looking forward to seeing some good games this weekend.
All right, that's John Squires. I'm Bill Newell. This is MSO News Sports.
A special thanks to our contributors this week on the program, Rick Moore, Tim Kearns, John Squires, and, of course, Item Sports Editor Steve Krause. And a special shout-out congratulations again to our Harrington Trophy MSO News Sports High School Football Player of the Week last week, Dean Borders from Danvers High School. And a special thanks to our sponsors, Moynihan Lumber of Beverly, North Reading, and Plaistow, New Hampshire, and the Sylvan Street Grill of Peabody and Salisbury, the Sylvan Street Grill. Our broadcast games this weekend, live video coverage, Friday night, Marblehead at Lynn Classical, 7 o'clock kickoff, and radio coverage on Channel A. Live radio coverage, Friday night, Lynn English at Peabody, live radio coverage on our Channel B. And on Saturday afternoon, live radio coverage on Channel A, Danvers at Beverly, It's a 2:30 kickoff from Hurd Stadium in Beverly. I'm Bill Newell. Thanks for being with us, and have a great football weekend. This is MSO News Sports.